Ruin Tits for Breakfast.
Tits!
On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Good morning, Tex, once again. Now, Roo, I'll let you ask the hard question. Get into it.
How's your hamstring?
Yeah, good. Very good.
Give us a bit more than that. When you had your scan last week, what did it show?
Nah, it didn't show much at all. So I've carried on the program that Duncan Kellaway and Hassie have put down.
The PCT? The PPT coach.
PPT.
Head of PPT.
Head of PPT.
Which is the
Matt Hass.
Physical performance team.
That's right.
Yep.
Did you hear the song that they put together for that?
Nah.
No, we'll get it out for you in a minute.
Yesterday I did a pretty big session and got hit all my speeds and all my targets. So
you did 100% yesterday, did you?
100% of the training.
And how long did you train for yesterday?
I would have been nearly an hour, probably hour and a half.
Right.
Hour and a half. Yeah.
Going hard.
Yeah.
Right. Going so hard. That was Monday. And you play Sunday.
Sunday. So then we've got our main session Thursday. And so if I get through the main session, I'll...
So you're going to have to go absolutely flat out through Thursday. And if you get through flat out on Thursday...
I'll play.
You'll play.
Yeah.
I reckon he's got a bit of confidence about him, Dits.
What if you were 80%?
Oh, I wouldn't play.
You wouldn't?
What if you were 98?
It's got to be 100% or nothing.
Yeah, well, you're never 100% going into games, but...
You'd be hammy, could be.
Yeah, hammy could be, but I mean, like, you know what it's going from week to week, and but I'll be confident.
All right, so you're very confident. All right,
if there's any doubt, you won't play, but if you don't feel it Thursday, you're in.
Correct.
Sloan in?
Yes, well, he'll do his training this week, and same thing if he gets through, he'll play.
But he's running around flat out.
Yeah, he's running around like a bloody cat on a hot tin roof.
2-year-old. Now, look, I know he's a champion player, but is in this day and age, though, Tex, quite seriously, if you don't play, aren't you really, really short of a gallop the way the game's played in this day and age? Will he be all right with that?
Yeah, we speak about that, and you'd probably go back to the experienced players and trust that the training that they've done, which is a little bit different to playing, that it would just get them through. And we know what sort of player Sloane is, and he's really professional. So we'll be fully confident that Sloane, once he gets through Thursday, that he'll be right to go.
With an eye, you can keep running. If he had an ankle injury or something like that and he missed 6 weeks of running,
yep,
then it'd be in trouble. What about Scott Thompson? Is he capable of coming straight in this weekend, or will he play SNFL, or is he not ready to even play that?
I'm pretty sure that the club said that Tomo and Crouchy were unavailable for
round one. That's all right. Okay. Well, what about GWS? They're a great side to watch. They're a great side to play against. It's a good start Sunday afternoon if you can knock them off.
Yeah, well, they've been spoken at the premiership favourites. So what better way to start the season Sunday afternoon, Adelaide Oval. Hopefully we'll get 50-odd thousand, Roo, and we'll see how good they've been through the pre-season and hopefully come back next week with 4 points, Dits.
How's the women team going? They run into the girls after their victory on the weekend?
Nah, they don't want to talk to us anymore.
What do you mean?
They're flying.
They burnt you.
It's all right.
No, just joking. How good is it?
What about Sarah Perkins? She was on fire. Tex.
Yeah, she's on fire, and so is Erin Phillip. I love watching Erin Phillip.
She was pretty good on the weekend.
So will the real Tex stand up? Hey, there's two of them.
You could rap, Dits. Hey? You'd be a nice rapper.
What do you mean?
That sounded like a bit of a rap with a real tech stand up.
Do you ever chat to the girls at all and sort of talk to them about how they're playing and give them a few tips or.
Nah, they don't want to listen to me.
Oh, come on, Tex.
No,
Sarah Perkins would absolutely love talking to you.
But you bump into them and probably the last. You know what it's like.
Well, you say well done on the weekend, is that it?
Yeah, well done on the weekend and good luck for
the
next week.
Weekend. See you later.
No, but it's sort of tough.
Deep conversation.
It's sort of tough because as we're going out of the club, they're coming in and
yeah, right.
You'd have to stop and talk.
Text talking to Tex. I'd love to hear that conversation. Now listen.
I tried to a couple of weeks ago, but she was too busy doing her radio interview or something. Oh, so she just didn't want to talk to me.
Is that right? All right. Now, just before we go to the break, last week you hit us with the PPT, and we have this thing with that Sam here at work puts together the highlights of the week. Have a listen to this.
PPT, physical performance team.
Sing it, Tex.
PPT.
Oi. Oi. There you go. Bit of rock and roll. Tex, I'm going to ask you about your top eight in just a moment. We've got your dad joke coming up as well, a real highlight every week. But first of all, you know, on a Monday, yesterday, we always have our phone for him. We just open the phones up, and you called in yesterday, which is terrific. No, we haven't got it? Oh, we'll get to it in just a sec. We'll get to that. Can we ask you about your top eight?
Yeah, you can.
Right? How do you see it?
I've got a couple of new additions. So two new additions. I've got ourselves, GWS, Swan.
Is this in order?
Crows, GWS, Swans, Eagles, Bulldogs, Hawks, and then my two that are going to come in are Frio and the Demons.
Frio?
Yep.
Why Frio?
I reckon they've got a great list, and they're going to get some really key players back in Sandilands, Fife. I reckon they'll get Bunnell back, Hamlin going over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cam McCarthy looks good up forward with Kirsten, so I reckon...
Now, I'll just get the date and time of this statement. Mm-hmm. Okay, and just record it, please.
So who goes out? Who goes out from this year?
I had Cats and whoever else finished in the eight last year.
Right, North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, yep. Cats and North Melbourne.
Cats could slide it. They're very reliant on Dangerfield and Selwood, but they're only a kick-off being in the granny last year.
So who just misses out then, in your eyes?
So Cats and North Melbourne, then Saints and Port.
So, yeah, St Kilda are going to be a big improver, aren't they?
They could be.
They are, yeah. I reckon it'll be out of them and Demons, but who knows, Ditch? You're probably driving along in your car thinking, what does Tex know? It's all a guess at the moment.
No, everyone respects what you're saying.
No, it's all a guess. Everyone's got their opinion or views on
things. You just can't bring it, you know, you haven't got it in you to say that Port Adelaide will make the eight, but I know deep down you think it. You just haven't got it in you as Crows captain.
I think
to actually
you're the
say
only
it publicly.
Person, Ditz. Dips. That I've heard of that have got Dips. Port in the eight at the moment.
No.
Who else has got Port in the eight?
Ken Hankley's mum.
The astute judges. The astute judges out there have got Port Adelaide in the eight.
Ken Hankley's
not one person at the AFL launch the other day had Port in the eight. Not one.
And they're all wrong.
They're all wrong.
Righto, now let's go back to the phone call. This is Tex ringing in yesterday. Hey Tex, how are you, Tex?
Yeah, I just want to say to any Adelaide Crows supporters, have you seen the ladder?
What ladder?
The AFL ladder. We're on the top.
What do you mean?
You go to any site at the moment, boys. I've seen it myself, and they do an alphabetical order.
Hey, Jackson, did you work that out, or someone tell you?
Hey, Ditch, you're 13 at the moment, mate. I rang Bernie.
Yeah.
They're 11th. guess who's on the bottom?
Who would
the
that
doggies.
Be?
Western Bulldogs.
Hey.
Anyway.
Righto.
This bloke, he's at the bar. He's saying, "Oh, I love the look of you, mate. I love your suit. And there's no one around."
Mm.
And he hears all these things. "You're a good-looking man, you know." And then the barman comes in. He says, "I'm hearing voices." And the barman says, "It's the nuts. They're complimentary."
Righto. Thanks, Tex. There you go. That was Tex yesterday. And good that we've got you back in again today as well.
Can you beat that?
Yeah, now, can we finish with your dad joke? What have you got for us, Tex?
Well, I was walking past an op shop the other day with Ellie, and right in the front window it said, there was an ad that said, "Television for sale, volume stuck on full," and Ellie wanted to keep walking. I said, no, I can't turn that down.
Not bad.
Tex.
Not bad.
Well, good luck at training Thursday, mate.
Yeah,
we all hope you
luck,
get through.
Tex.
And good luck against the GWS this weekend.
Come on, Texan.
The one and only Tex Walker, Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.